Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Do you think that was death by a thousand cuts?
Most definitely. Prime example, I needed to speak to somebody. I was putting it off, kept putting it off. And then the day that I decided to go ahead and have the conversation with the individual that I needed to have a conversation with, everything that I thought in my head, that would go falls back into the mental state. You know, everything that I was thinking in my head, how they was going to perceive what I had to say to them was total opposite.
All right. What else you got on that list?
Take time for yourself is one of the good techniques. Take time for yourself. It's okay to take time out for yourself. You don't always have to be around everybody else. You don't have to always be the person that needs the center of the attention. You don't need that person. You don't need to be that person because you got to have your own personal space in order to balance it all out.
Well, how that's easier said than done when you're living in that bachelor crib by yourself for freaky. But what do you say? What do you say about a single mom taking care of kids by herself and shit? How's she gonna take time for herself?
Well, if the kids are in school, take time for herself.
She has little ones, she got to go to work. She put them on the bus and go to work.
She's gonna have to find her a babysitter.
You got a solution for that, Momentum?
Or her personal time could be when she's actually sleeping. That could be her personal time.
She might not like that.
Yeah.
She might not like that.
I'll give you a solution. Hey, that single parent, you have to find your personal time like an hour before the kids wake up. You got to get up an hour or so before the kids wake up. That's where you're going to get your personal time.
You going to complain about having to get up early.
That's why I was about to give the or. Hey, or if you got your kids on a routine going to bed at 8:30, sleep by 9:30. Hey, you got that from 9 to 11. There's 2 hours for you to find your, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 11, you get in bed, boom, you sleep, and hey, getting up at 6 to get the kids up. But one of the things you have to do that, you have to make having personal time a priority.
A lot of people, I think my opinion that saying my kids come first, I think that's the problem.
How you going to help people with a half filled cup?
Exactly.
All right, what else you got there, Rafiki?
Now this goes into, you know, friendship, relationships, whatever category. You know, the next three is how much time you spend together. Setting physical and sexual boundaries. Respecting emotional boundaries.
I got a question for you, Rafiki. No, I'm going to ask Mental because he's a romantic.
Oh.
What's the difference between time and quality time?
Oh, man. Time is just, you know, shit. Time is just every day.
Wait, Mental. You haven't gotten that argument before?
Have I? Yeah, my ex-wife taught me all this shit, man.
Hey, you ain't spending time with me. Damn, we've been together 3 hours. Quality time.
I thought that was time. Hey, I'm talking about, hey, because I'm trying to go out tonight. Yeah, I'm think we is spending quality time. Shit, it, you know, shit, we out doing this, we out doing that. We out, hell no, that's just us together. That's just us spending time. We just, that's just us. What? So what's quality time? Well, that's when you got there going, you set the boundary for other people so they won't cross those boundary lines that we talking about so that you and your significant other can go spend this quality time we talking about. It's when you got them actually playing to do this shit.
Well, let me ask you a question. Wouldn't physical touch be quality time?
No, because I'm a touchy-feely. When it comes to my lady, I'm touchy-feely all the time. So,
I'm saying about actual cuddle time. Cuddle time.
No, no.
You don't think you're crossing up boundaries? Hey, bro, you can't be in a line, in a roller coaster line, bro, and be touchy-feely. You don't think that's crossing boundaries?
Oh. She like when I touch on this shit.
Yeah. Well, you're one of the lucky ones because there's some that don't you touch me out in public. Are you crazy?
Now, what now? Not why not? Who you don't want to see me touching on you?
But I'm saying that you got some females that are like that. You got some males that are that way.
Then we got to talk about this shit.
Well, some would say public display of affection is inappropriate.
And that's uncomfortable to them, not me.
So Mental, has anybody ever walked past you and said, "Get a room"?
Hell yeah.
You cross somebody else's boundary.
But it be homies.
Somebody
though.
Else.
Be homies. Be homies saying that shit. You know.
So let's move this a little bit quicker.
All right.
So the effects. By setting healthy boundaries, you improve and maintain your self-esteem and a better sense of, y'all ready for this?
Yeah, let's go.
Self-worth.
Well, Rafiki, now you had to go and use that word, self-worth. You know,
a lot of people don't have that self-worth. They don't know that self-worth, what they actually bring and what they're actually worth to people.
But isn't that why they're starting to set their boundaries? Because they finally realize their self-worth?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if they don't have boundaries set in the first place, they ain't gonna never know what they're worth. They're gonna always be that part. They're always gonna be that people pleaser. They're gonna always try to find ways, and they're gonna always struggle. They're always gonna fall in the category of struggling, because they don't understand, and they're not building their own self-esteem up, and they're not building up their own self-worth, because they're all the time struggling with it. Because they've always been in relationships to where they was browbeated down or talked on, you know. Talk down on, and they don't understand that they need to start communicating and setting these boundaries in order for them to know their self-worth and build up their own self-confidence, their own self-esteem.
Would you say self-worth and confidence go hand in hand?
Most definitely.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.